Request too for family. Yes, ma'am. Unspoken. Anyone else have an unspoken prayer request? Just show by the raising of your hand. All right. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just praise and worship you tonight, dear Lord. Lord, we thank you for allowing us to gather in your house and in your mighty name. Dear Lord, as we open this service, dear Lord, may we just turn our attention on you completely. Lord, may we allow you just to touch and to anoint and just to fill this house with your spirit, dear Lord. May we be receptive to your word, receptive to your spirit. And, dear Lord, we now just ask you, as this word is brought forth tonight, dear Lord, that you would just continue to let us feast on your word. Lord, again, thank you again, dear Lord. May you accept every instrument played, every song sung, every hand that's raised, dear Lord, to praise and worship you. Now, dear Lord, as we come to you with a prayer request tonight, dear Lord, we're asking you to touch those that are sick, the little ones all the way up to the elderly. Dear Lord, we ask that you'll give them, just continue to heal. And, dear Lord, just touch their bodies, dear Lord. For those that aren't able to be with us tonight for traveling or for whatever reason, dear Lord, we ask that you'll let them feel and just know that you're present, dear Lord. For those in nursing homes and hospitals, going through procedures or in recovery. And, dear Lord, there's so many situations that's out there now. Dear Lord, you know, you see each and every hand that's raised. And, dear Lord, again, we're just whatever the situation is, dear Lord, we're placing it in your mighty hands. And we're giving you all the honor and all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Praise his holy name. Let's get ready for church. While you're standing, one that we don't normally do on Wednesday nights, but I feel really led tonight. Page 333, I'll Fly Away. Let's all just sing and just worship the Lord. Be seated if you can. Just love the Lord tonight. Really looking forward to a mighty move from God and just from the peace that only He can provide. We're going to get ready and take up the evening offering. While we're getting ready, don't forget the announcements on the 26th, May 26th at 6 p.m. We're having our Mother Father Banquet. There's still a sign up sheet in the foyer.
Yes, and I need everybody to sign up because I've got to get a head count.
Absolutely. So if you know tonight or you got a head count, go ahead and put it down tonight before you leave, please. Miss Penny needs everything she can because they've got to prepare all that we're doing. And you're asking to bring?
Desserts and drinks.
Desserts and drinks. All right. Praise the Lord. And also, don't forget, Vacation Bible School. The summertime's here. I know we were talking to Miss Little Katie. She said they're getting out next week, and some are getting out this week. So it's summertime. And July 15th is going to be our Vacation Bible School. And I know a lot of you have already signed up to volunteer. But if you are available, we'd love to have you. Miss Penny will accept anybody that wants to help in any situation, even if it's just for a few nights during the week. We'd love to have you help. It's always a wonderful time. We get a lot of the neighborhood children. Some of them that used to come when Elaine and I first started. I guess I'm telling how old I am. Elaine's not that old. But they were children when we first started. Now they're bringing their little ones. So it's just wonderful here. So just love the Lord. Also, Brother Eddie, you got the memorial service information?
Yeah, Saturday at 12 o'clock. Memorial service for Sister Judy Williams here at the church. Saturday, 12 o'clock.
Saturday at 12 o'clock. So all of those. Keep that family also in your prayers. Praise the Lord. All right, if that's all the announcements, anything else? Yes. That's right. Thank you, Brother Kevin. Absolutely. We want to see each and every one of you in Sunday school and excited about the way the Lord's working and just make plans. We'd love to have you, just each and every one. Praise the Lord. We'll go ahead and take up the offering. Brother Thomas, would you ask the Lord to bless our offering, please?
Keeping us safe, and I'm going to sing my old favorite, Remind Me, Dear Lord.
The things that I love and hold dear to my heart are just borrowed. They're not mine at all. Jesus only let me use them to brighten my life. Remind me, dear Lord. Roll back Nothing good have I done to deserve God's own Son. I'm not worthy of the scars in His hands. Yet He chose the road to Calvary to die in my stead. Why He loved me, I can't understand.
Song. We all need to be reminded, don't we, where God brought us from, and know for sure and for certain where He's taken us to. Praise the Lord. We just thank and praise Him for that. I'm going to try to thank Him a little bit more. So it says, so much to thank Him for. I believe it's C.
When I
say that I love the Lord. I appreciate Him for everything that He has done for us and what He's going to continue doing for us. And I thank Him for taking care of our mothers. Both of our mothers are not in good shape. But I know that He's there with them no matter what happens. I know He's there, and He's going to help us through everything that we have to go through and what they have to go through. But I just thank Him every day for what He's done for me.
Amen. God's good, isn't He? So good. Don't know about you, but I have to confer with Him each and every day. And I'm learning more to listen and less talk and just listen to the voice of God. And He already knows anyway. There's not a thing I can tell Him that He doesn't already know about any situation. So if I learn to listen, I believe the Lord will just kind of see us through each and every situation. That's what this song says. It's kind of been on my, it's more of a chorus than anything. But this one goes way, way back to when I was a bread man riding in a bread truck. Those are the days you need Jesus each and every day. Amen. Jesus.
other way. Whenever I find myself facing a wall, aren't you glad he's on call? Amen.
Yeah, I used to sing that song quite a bit while I was riding down the road.
Lord, I just need you again today. You know what? I always found him, amen, willing and able, amen, to help me through any situation. Isn't it good to know that we have somebody who's with us at all times? My, it's good to see you tonight. Hope you're having a wonderful week. Man, it's just been a glorious time. I'm sure glad that I trust in God and not the weatherman. I tell you, he says it's going to rain, then it ain't going to rain, then it is going to rain, then it's going to rain. You know what? I just take an umbrella. I just put it in there and keep it folded up. Sometimes it rains, sometimes it don't. So my plans today, I just wasn't going to do anything because it's going to rain all day. And I kept looking in the clouds. It's going to rain any minute. And basically, I didn't do anything. So in anticipation of rain. So who knows? Anyway, I guess I should have just went ahead and done it. But it's good to be here tonight. Amen. I'm so thankful, God, that give us another opportunity and a chance to be here tonight. If you have your Bibles tonight, go with us to the Old Testament book of Isaiah. I love Isaiah's writing. I love the Word of God, but I love the submissiveness and obedience of the prophet Isaiah as God spoke to him and as he penned and wrote the things that God told him, not only for that day and hour for Israel, but I believe that applies to us in this day and hour that we're living in. In the 43rd chapter of the book of Isaiah, I'm going to read verse 1 and verse number 2. Isaiah chapter number 43, verse 1 and verse 2. But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. My, that's a precious, wonderful promise right there. I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. Verse number 2. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Can we bow our heads? Gracious Heavenly Father, as we come tonight in the name of Jesus, Father, to thank you for every blessing that you have so graciously bestowed upon us for this day, this time, and this opportunity to gather together, God, into your house, God, to learn of your word. I pray, Lord, that you would lead and guide and direct us tonight through your Holy Spirit. Pray, God, that you would just open up that window of heaven. Feed us that heavenly manna tonight, God, that we may grow, that we may, God, be able to exhort the word. I pray tonight, God, that you would anoint these lips of clay. God is nothing more than a vessel, an oracle for you to speak to tonight, God. We thank you for those who've gathered here tonight. And Father, we pray your blessing, remembering those who are sick, those who are afflicted, those in the hospitals, and especially those who have lost a loved one. Father, I pray for their comfort during this time of grief and sorrow. Now, God, I just ask you again to have your will and your way, and we'll be so careful to give you praise, honor, and glory. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. You may be seated. Praise God. Well, tonight I want to entitle this lesson or message, whatever you want to refer to it as, is When, Not If. When, Not If. I want to look at some definitions. We use when a lot, and we use if a lot, but they're very different. When, according to the dictionary, means at what time. Another definition is the time in which something is done or comes about. When denotes something definite. If, on the other hand,
gives the definition of in the event that or condition that. So if kind of leaves you hanging, but when gives you a definite definition or at a point in time. It says at what time. Just to let you know when and if. If we used when and if in a sentence, when I get up in the morning, as opposed to if I get up in the morning. You see what a difference it makes? And so many times I think that, you know, in reading the Word of God and in the promises of God, we understand that God is there and available to us if we need Him. When we ought to be thinking when we need Him. Because I will assure you, at some point in your life, you are going to definitely need the leadership of God in your life. Not only for healing, not only for salvation, but you're going to need His counsel. You're going to need His guidance. You're going to need His direction. Sometimes, to be honest with you, you're just going to need His strong arms to wrap around about you, because nobody else can give you the comfort that the Lord can. Can you say amen? So it's not a matter of if we need the Lord, when we need the Lord. And here, we know that God was prophesying, or God was giving the word to the prophet Isaiah concerning Israel and letting Israel know. If you read the preceding verses in the chapters before that, the Lord was promising them that there was going to come a servant. And we understand and know that He was referring to prophetically of Jesus Christ, that stem of Jesse, that holy one that was to be born of the virgin birth. And He was going to be the supreme sacrifice. And He was going to be, in fact, our Christ and our Messiah. And He was giving Israel hope through prophetic messages through Isaiah. And Isaiah was willingly and submissively telling Israel what the Lord had said. But then he goes on to say here in verse number 1, and verse number 43, he said, I want to remind you something. He that created thee, O Jacob, and we know that Jacob, whose later name was changed Israel, and that's where the nation of Israel still stands today from that name. He says, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I just want to reassure you, church, today in the year 2018, that promise still holds true. Amen. I know it was given prophetically to Isaiah for the children of Israel, but I believe with all of my heart it still applies to the day and hour that we're living in. Thank God I've been redeemed. Amen. Aren't you glad you've been redeemed? Hallelujah. I've been redeemed not by idols. I've been redeemed not by the blood of goats or bullocks, but I've been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. How about you? Amen. I, for one, am so very thankful that I found out and understood what the blood meant. I was talking to somebody recently this week, and they had a singing engagement at one of our illustrious educational centers, and some people call them schools or colleges or whatever, but whatever. Before he sang, he was given instructions. Any secular song you want to sing will be all right, but we don't want you to sing songs of faith. Hello? Because it might be offensive to some of the people that are gathered there. And then he began to name a few songs, and he said, what is offensive about this? And he began to read some of those things, and they said, well, you know, and they began to make a list. They don't want anything that has Jesus in it. My Lord. The very thing that the world needs, they don't want. Amen. And it can't have anything to do about salvation or redeeming power. And it can't have anything that applies to the blood. My Lord. You might as well throw the songs away if it doesn't have anything about Jesus and redemption and the blood, because that is the message, folks. It doesn't matter what kind of form you put it in. The message will not change. And the very message that they needed to hear is the ones that they want to put restrictions on. And he said, well, I probably you're just going to have to call on somebody else. So thank goodness for him for making a stand for that. But thank God for the redeeming power of the Lord. And he said, I have redeemed thee. If we've been redeemed, therefore we should not fear. Amen. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. You know, they told me that everybody loves to hear their name called. You know,
the older I get, what I'm going to have to do is start getting you some name tags, I think. Because sometimes I can't even remember some people's names that I know I'll remember. What is my wife's name now? I know good and well it's in there somewhere. But you know how it is when you forget names. But understand that Jesus has called us by our name. He knows us. I think Sister Tabitha sings that song. He knows me. He knows who I am. And I'm so glad, Susan, that the Lord knows me personally. Man, you know, we like to drop names sometimes. Oh, I know the governor, or the governor knows me. You know what? That don't mean a hill of beans to me. What does mean a lot to me is Jesus knows my name. He knows me personally. Amen. He knew me when I was unsaved, and he still loved me, by the way. And he brought me out of that old horrible pit, and he set me on a solid rock, and he established my goings. Aren't you glad that the Lord established your goings? I'm so thankful that the Lord knows us and has redeemed us, and we are His. We belong to Him. Now I want to get to the meat of the matter tonight. We understand what when is. Again, when is at what time, the time in which something is done or comes about. It denotes something definite. If kind of leaves it hanging. If in the event that, on the condition that. And then I want to look at the definition of through. Through. Moving in one side and out of the other. There was a lot of definitions that I found that all applied to the same meaning of through. But I like that definition. Moving in one side and out of the other side. Amen. If you go into a tunnel, you ain't gone through it, have you? You ain't going through it till you come out of the other side. Amen. When so many times we go into a trial, and we need to understand that if we go into a trial, the promise here tells us we will go through the trial. Amen. Not just into the trial. Amen. But we will go through the trial. So I'm so thankful that it means in one side and out of the other side. Why is that so important? Because the prophet Isaiah said, when you go through the waters. When you go through the waters. You know, if God had decided to put the word if there, then if would have meant in the event that, in the probability of, percentage-wise, 50 to 60 to 70% a possibility that you may go through the waters, and if you might go through the waters, if you do, I will be there. But he told the prophet, no, don't use the word if, use the word when, because I want them to know they're going to go through some waters. Christians, I want to tell you something. We're going to go through waters, but that's all right. It's all right to go through waters because you're going into it and you're coming out on the other side. And let me tell you, when you come out on the other side, there is victory, amen. It establishes faith. It makes our faith multiply. Amen. We understand that God is going to be with us for whatever situation that we go through. Isn't it wonderful to know that there's not a problem, not an issue, not a situation that we don't go into, that we can't come out on the other side victorious, amen, through the help of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. So when we go through, when we have battles, when we have circumstance, when we have setbacks, is there anyone here tonight that could lift your hand and said, I've never had an issue, I've never had a problem, I've never had a setback? Anybody? Now, could you raise your hand with this? I've never had an issue. I've never had a situation. I've never had a problem. I've never had a setback that God didn't allow me to come through it. Amen. I didn't know I was going to make it, but I came through it. I didn't know how, but God showed up. Amen. I wrung my hands and I prayed about it, but I don't know why, because God never failed me. He's not going to fail me now. So even when I went into those situations, I came out victorious, holding my head high and holding to the hand of the Lord Jesus Christ. So when we go through the waters. Listen, he said, I will be with thee. Amen. I will be with thee. There's something comforting to know that when we go through these situations and problems, we're never alone. That the Lord is with us. You know, so many times we say, the Lord is by my side. Well, that's a pretty good scenario. But the Lord's not really by my side. The Lord is inside me. Amen. That's a big difference. When he's inside me, amen, wherever I go, he is there with me. Whatever problem I have, he is there to uphold me. So when we go through the waters, I will be with thee. I thought this quite curious as well.
that the prophet used two different scenarios, and one being through the waters and the other through the rivers. Have you ever thought about that? Waters and rivers, that would seem like it would be covered under one thing. But how many know sometimes there's puddles? There's bodies of water that are not rivers. You know, rivers, most of the time, are fast flowing. Rivers sometimes are quite treacherous. Not necessarily because of the deepness, but more because of the swiftness. Okay? So understand that when we go through the waters, the jeopardy there maybe is the deepness of that situation. The things that might overflow us, might overwhelm us. It's not so much that it's going to knock us off of our feet, but it's going to overwhelm us. Think about the situations that you've had. Some are not so much that they're just going to knock your world out from under you, but they're just going to smother you. Kind of drown you, so to speak, in an emotion, in situation. And it seems like the further you go into that thing, the deeper it gets. Amen. But understand that he said, even through the deepness of the waters, even through the depths that may overflow you, I will be with you. And when that happens, not if that happens, don't be surprised. Don't be concerned. Don't be, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, because it's going to happen according to the word of God. Not if, but when it happens. But if we know it's going to happen, we can be prepared. Amen. Now trust the weather, man. If we knew it was going to rain, we'd put up the umbrella. But we know that we're going to pass through the waters. But we know we're not going to pass through them alone. And we know that we're going to go through the waters, not into the waters. If we're going into the waters, it might be treacherous. But we're going through the waters. Amen. I started to make it through. How about you? I didn't start to finish or to give up in the middle. Amen. I want to go all the way with the Lord. So there, I think, is the reason maybe he used the two scenarios. Then there's rivers. And I remember some little rivers in the mountains. And it is not the deepness or the depth of the river. It's the slick rocks. Remember those? And the fast-moving current sometimes, you know. How many has ever been whitewater rafting? You know, here's the thing about it. From what I learned, and I'm not an experienced rafter, but I learned that the smoother the ride is in the deeper waters because the currents are not as swift. But you get around the shallows and where the rocks are and where the, you know, I hate to use this word, but where the eddies are. Somebody said, what does eddy mean? It means a small whirlpool. Sometimes a large whirlpool. And where the eddies are, that's where the danger is sometimes. That's where you flip the little raft sometimes if you're not careful. Not in the smoothness and the deep water, but so many times what looks like it's not deep, amen, may be the very thing that throws you off your feet. But the Lord said, I'll take you through those too, amen. Not through only through the deepness of the water, but through the treachery of the rivers, amen. The wide flowing rivers, the raging rivers, amen. And how many knows that so many times the rivers begin to flood and it just kind of knocks down everything in its way. And emotionally sometimes, not if that happens, but the Bible says when that happens. Now that could be discouraging except for the fact that the Lord said, I'll be with you in those times too. Amen. Even when the river is raging and about to knock you down and you're losing your footage on the slippery rocks and you're almost falling, but I'll be there to lift you up. Amen. You don't have to cross that river by yourself. We'll go through it together. Amen. We're hand in hand with the Lord. And that's encouraging to me to know, because we will face those rivers. We're not talking realistic rivers here. We're talking spiritual things. We're talking things that come against us. Amen. But this lets me know, this particular prophecy, Brother Tim, lets me know we can be prepared. We can be prepared if we know what's coming, if we know it's going to happen. We don't know when it's going to happen. We just know the Bible said you're going to have those times. But don't be discouraged. Don't just hang your head and say, man, I'm going to have to face waters, and I'm going to have to face rivers. Understand, it's an opportunity for God to be God. Amen. I'm going to lead you out of Egypt, but you know what? You're going to have to go across the desert. You're going to have to go into the wilderness. You're going to have to go through the Red Sea. That's all right. You're going to have all kind of armies come against you and try to defeat you, but it's okay, because we're going to come out on the other side. We're going to win, because I'm going to go with you. Amen. I'll go before you in a cloud of fire, amen, and a pillar of smoke, and you'll never be left alone. Isn't that encouraging to know that God loves us that much that he'll go with us through any problem and any situation? Not if, but when. And then he says the fire. If it were not bad enough to face the depth of the waters that sometimes feels like it's going to overflow us, or the swiftness of the raging rivers that seemingly might knock us off of our feet. How many have seen the footage of where the floods come and entire houses are lost? It just kind of washes away the bank, and houses just completely fall into the raging floods as they go by. That's very treacherous. But, you know, there's times when in our life, that's the way it seems. It seems like our very foundation is shaken. But understand, when that happens, not if it happens, when that happens, that God is there to lift us up, and God is there to see us through it. If the depthness of the water wasn't bad enough, and the swiftness of the raging floods were not bad enough, he also tells us that there's going to be some fires to go through. Fires to go through. You know, fire is a horrific pain. If you've ever been burned a little bit, or even burned a lot, fire just kind of, it burns, but it keeps on burning. It just keeps on burning. And there's people that are so afraid of fire. And fire is something that is really, really, treacherous in the way that it destroys things. You know, fire has been so hot. And I don't even understand how this happens. I don't know the chemical makeup, but fire sometimes can even burn the cement blocks, and even some brick structures sometimes are burned, and even iron, the strong iron, can be heated so much that it even begins to melt the iron. It's amazing the power of fire. We saw it in the Twin Towers, when those jets slammed into the Twin Towers, and that jet fuel just sprayed and spewed all over the place, and you saw what it did to those massive structures. And fire can be detrimental, and it is a fearful thing. But, you know, again, I wish I had Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego here tonight to testify, you know, that not only when we go through the fire, but understand that the Lord will go through with us. Amen. He'll lead us out on the other side. So not if we have fires, but when we have fires. Fire is somewhat different. In an analogy that we talked about, the depthness of the water, and the deepness of the water, and the raging power of the water as the rivers flow. Fire is different. Sometimes fire starts as just a little ember, doesn't it? You know, it's amazing from just a few coals how much you can put on that fire, and that fire becomes a raging inferno. Many, many times we don't get into the fire because it's a raging inferno. We get into the fire because there's a little ember. There's a little thing that's bugging us. And then when Satan blows upon that little ember, or that little spark, it begins to become a raging fire and a raging inferno. You know, little issues, if you don't take care of them, can become very big issues. Anger can become sinful if it's not addressed, if it's not taken care of. You may think it's just a little spark. You may think it's just a little ember. But when Satan blows that oxygen, blows that iron on, that wind on it, it can become a raging fire. But you know what? God said, I'll be with you in that too. I'll go with you through the fire. Amen. Through the fire, through the waters, through the rivers, and through the fire. And let me tell you, not only will I go with you through the fire, but you shall not be burned. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you know, they went into the fire. You know, God could have kept them out of the fire. God's able to do all things. But think about it. God got more glory and more praise and more respect for the three Hebrew children going through the fire than he would have if he'd kept them out of the fire. Now let me tell you something. When God brings you through the fire, you better give him praise. You better give a testimony of praise, amen, and know that it wasn't me, amen. I'd have never made it through that fire. I'd have never made it through that trial. I'd have been flat on my back, amen. I'd have give up right in the middle, but there was somebody with me, amen. Somebody ought to get a hold of that. There was somebody with me that wouldn't let me give up. There was somebody with me, amen, that wouldn't let me burn, amen. There was a protective coat around me, and that coat is the Holy Spirit of God, amen. And it took me not only into the fire, but it brought me out on the other side. Praise God. And I came out glorifying him and praising him. Amen. When everybody else who doesn't know that, amen, would have been burned. Consumed by the very issue, amen, that God brought his people through. So there's hope there. There's reassurance there. Amen. And understand that he was prophesying about Israel and how that God would keep them through that. But I believe with all of my heart that it can apply to the modern day church. It can apply to you and I this evening. It can apply to us through any situation that we may face. Amen. And we don't go into that situation unprepared. Because you hear us say it all the time, greater is he that is within us than he that is against us or he that is in the world. Do you love the Lord? Do you thank him for his wonderful accompaniment in everything that we do? I want to read it one more time in closing tonight. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. One word I didn't mention, and I thought about the word. You know, words mean something. You remember when Brother New was preaching? You know, and he that said really stuck with me. Words mean something, and those words in the Bible, they mean something. And it said, "When thou walkest through the fire," and I thought about me, and I thought about my impatientness. And I thought about my human factor. I want to run through the fire. Brother Thomas, I want to get out to the other side just as quick as I can. I don't enjoy trials. I don't volunteer for them. I don't say, Lord, I ain't had one lately. Here I am. But they'll happen. They happen. Bible says that he allows it to rain on the just and the unjust. Hey, just because we're saved doesn't mean that we're not going to have trials. We're not going to have problems. Amen. But the one thing about it, so many times we want to get in and get gone really fast. But the Bible said, when I walk, it's through it. Brother Tim, sometimes I think they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Sometimes God just wants us to walk through this thing. Amen. And just take it patiently and just see the salvation of God. Then he said, tell the children of Israel, stand still and see the salvation of God. I imagine they wanted to hurry up and run through that Red Sea just as quick as they possibly could. I would. How about you? I wouldn't want to have been one on the end. Amen. I'm just speaking. Amen. When that thing split, I wouldn't have been one of the first ones to get on through. And you know what? I wouldn't have been strolling saying, wonder what kind of fish that is. No, I've been getting it out of there. I've been wanting to get on the other side. And so many times when we're going through a trial and God's trying to teach us something, God's trying to get our attention, we're wanting to hurry up and get through this trial, hurry up and get through that fire and get on the other side. But he said, when thou walkest through the fire, you won't be burned. When you're walking through the fire and somebody says, I don't see how they can stand that. If that was me, I wouldn't be able to take it. But to not you, that's a child of God. Amen. I'm just giving honor and glory to God. I'm just walking right in the middle of this trial. I'm not going to be impatient about it. Amen. As long as God wants me to stay in this fire, he's getting glory out of it. Who am I one to run on out on the other side when God knows what's best for me? I can't even see the future. He holds it in his hands. No, I'm not going to hurry, God. I'm going to walk through the fire hand in hand with my Lord and my Savior. And I will come through it, amen. Not because of me, but all because of him and all because of his promise.
Amen. Even when you go through the waters and the rivers and the fire, I will be with you. Do you love the Lord? Give him another hand clap of praise. God bless you. We love you so very much. Just wanted to give you some encouragement tonight, because understand, even though we're saved, even though we're blood bought, doesn't mean that we're water free, doesn't mean that we're trouble free, doesn't mean, amen, that there's not going to be some fires that we go through. Amen, but with God, we're fireproof. I'll leave you with this one thing. There's a band of firefighters, I think they call them the Hot Shots, if I'm not mistaken, that specialize in fighting these forest fires, these raging fires. We think fires get out of hand here, out in those mountains, when that wind comes off of the ocean and catches those flames and just shoots them, I mean, for hundreds of yards and miles across there, and it's hard to keep up with. But they say if they ever get stranded or get completely engulfed in flames, they, how many knows, they have this fireproof blanket. Have y'all ever seen that? And every one of them carries it. And as a last alternative, they can lay down and cover up with that fire retardant or that fireproof blanket. Amen. With fire raging all over it. Glory to God. I'm trying to quit, y'all. Amen. But I'm seeing that fire retardant blanket. I call it the Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory to God. When the raging all around me, Brother Thomas, I just pull that blanket out and I just wrap myself up in it. And I'm going to say, Lord, you're going to be with me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Why should we fear? Why should we tremble? Amen. We got the power of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Would you stand? Amen. Before we get to the second message. Hallelujah. Somebody said you get excited talking about God. I'd be ashamed not to get excited talking about God. He's done so much for me. I can't help but get excited when I think about his blessings and I think about his promises and I think about his promise that he said, I will be with you. With every head bowed, every eye closed, if you need prayer tonight, please come forward. I know it's Wednesday night, but the God I serve just as real on Wednesday night as he is on Sunday. We'll pray with you. We'll pray for you. If you have a need, please come around. Going to anoint you. You're going to take that security blanket with you.
Yes.
Amen. Glory to God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we anoint Sister God, as she goes from test to proceed, we know that you will be with us, God. You said that even through the waters, even through the rivers, and even the fire, God, that you will be with us. God, I pray, Lord, that your Holy Spirit will be with her. God, that you'll be with her, Lord, through every test. Good. Lord, as we anoint her right now, in Jesus' name, we ask it done. Believe in God for your power and your faith. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. And even when we go through test or for test, God will be with us. Brother Jim, come if you would, before you get back down, and just dismiss us with a word of prayer. God bless you. Again, just another reminder, Saturday at 12 o'clock for the memorial service of Sister Judy Williams. If you can possibly be here, we would appreciate it. May God bless you this week.
Let's give the Lord another hand clap of praise. I want to praise his holy name. You know, I love the Lord, and I just want to say he knows exactly what I need to hear and when I need to hear it. I just praise the Lord for his word tonight. Praise. Just praise God. All hearts and minds clear. So good to see y'all tonight. Just want to ask y'all to be in much prayer for all the situations, all the prayer requests, those special there, those in the prayer box, and for those that have lost their loved ones. And the Lord will just continue to strengthen and encourage. Praise the Lord. All right, with this prayer, we're going to be dismissed. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we praise and worship you tonight. Dear Lord, thank you for allowing us this opportunity again to gather in your house and to feast on your word. Lord, your words are real. Dear Lord, they mean something. And Lord, may you just let us thank you again, dear Lord, for this message tonight, the encouragement, dear Lord, that you provide. Lord, we know that you will not leave us. Lord, we know that you're there at all times, that you will carry us through. And, dear Lord, as these situations and storms come against us, dear Lord, may we put you first, dear Lord. May we lift you up and give you the honor and glorify you. Lord, again, thank you for each and every family represented here tonight. Lord, continue to bless us. Dear Lord, bless these homes, the children, not only here, but in the young people and out in the teens. Dear Lord, we ask now that you just continue to bless. Be with our pastor. Strengthen him as he goes forth and does your work. But dear Lord, we give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' most precious name. And we all say, amen. Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Wonderful.